Welcome back again to PM Drive. Assalamu alaikum and shukran for all your messages that you've sent through. We will reflect on those messages just after the 5 o'clock news. Some concerns about whether or not the army is going to be in an area 24/7 and will they be there in the morning when people go to work and when people come back again in the evenings. But for now, we turn our attentions to how the government is going to alleviate the pressure for South Africans and of course increase living expenses that will still take its toll. The government's modification aimed to alleviate pressure on South Africans, yet increasing living expenses are reducing its actual effect. So if you were looking for a somewhat healthier pay slip next month due to the 3.4% change in personal income tax brackets, you could actually be let down. Joining us on the line is Frank Blackmore from the KPMG, and he's the lead economist at KPMG. Frank, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to Voice of the Cape.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
We've had medical aid climbing, and medical aid climbs in January normally between 7 and 9%. And a number of other things. We've got electricity. We still have a portion of the fuel levy, plus the increase in the fuel price, and a number of other things that have come up, you know, fixed cost from the, fixed water cost and fixed this cost from the city of Cape Town. And we're looking at all of these costs. And at the end of the day, are we looking at going home poorer? That is the question here. Am I looking at less in my pay packet than what I had in December or in July last year when I got my increase?
I think for most consumers, what you need to look at is not individually what all these items are, but rather, what they are in your basket of expenditure. I think that's an important thing. And obviously, the national mirror for that would be your consumer inflation index. And what we are going to see because of the war in Iran and the increase in, fuel prices and a lot of the prices, in addition to the prices you've mentioned here in your introduction, we're going to see inflation above 4%. So any adjustment less than that to your income will mean that you would be worse off after these increases in costs.
Mm. And the war in Iran has obviously caused fuel prices to take hike. We know that is a fact now, resulting in the increases that we've got effective as of midnight. And we are looking at a 0.4% to a 0.5% increase in inflation rate. When will this reflect? Because it sometimes takes a while before it actually, first of all, reflects at the pump, secondly, reflects on the shelf, but thirdly, reflects in the inflation rate.
It's not that simple a question. So the direct effect will be starting from today. So in other words, in April's inflation number, which will obviously be reported in, I'd say, June, probably we will start to see an increase in inflation because both for producers who are buying fuel and obviously other petrochemicals as well, and for consumers for transport purposes and whatever, there's very little choice we have. We can't sort of go to our EV car and start that up if we don't own one. So there's very little we can do in the short term about getting around the increase in prices of fuel and diesel. But what then happens is the producers will use these inputs that are priced higher in their production, and they will push them down in their prices, and eventually those will also be absorbed in the coming months by consumers as well. So what you will see is a step up in April from March, and then May, June, for as ever how long as the war lasts and prices remain elevated, we will see that pass through to other products and other prices within the economy.
Mm. According to Donald Trump, the war's going to be over within the next 2 weeks. And according to Marco Rubio, they all want this to be over within the next 2 weeks, Frank. But I don't think that's a very realistic look at it. Frank Blackmore, a lead economist at KPMG, the audit firm, chatting to us this afternoon. We have an already overwhelming, expensive, consumer-driven society. And it makes saving and it makes putting away that little bit that you need to put away for an emergency fund or that you need to put away for a holiday that you want or just to put it away for when you need tires for the car. So it makes it a lot more difficult. What are the key takeaways from running your own budget at home?
Well, I think the, you know, it's again this advice that we always provide. You'll have to probably cut things that are unnecessary in your expenditure over this particular period. Travel less. Use public transport where you can. These type of sort of changes may get us through if this is a transitory or temporary shock to prices. But, you know, these things tend to be longer term. Wars aren't resolved overnight, and the implications of those wars are not resolved overnight. And therefore, the long-term, you know, sort of remedy here would be for the economy of the country to grow a little faster than we have. I mean, that's the cause of a lot of our problems, from the revenue issues to the poverty and unemployment, etc., and also to this cost. Because if you have a faster-growing economy, there are more options for workers, and there's competition for wages. And